Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am going to call the September 22nd, 2022 Planning Council hearing to office, to order, excuse me. I think you know where my mind is today, back at the office. Call this meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mayor Brunson, please lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. I guess, Ms. Blake Boy, you're up for calling the roll.
Miriam will call the roll.
Is Miriam? Oh.
Yes.
I can see her. Hi, Miriam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please call the roll. Thank you. Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Mr. Robert Bresco. Mayor Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo. Mr. Denise B. Fernandez.
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland.
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy.
Here.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
Here.
School Board Member Ryan Ryder. Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Present.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
I'm here. Good morning, everyone. We have an oath of office scheduled, so when School Board Member Ryan Ryder gets here today, we will do the oath of office. In the meantime, we do have a vacancy on the Executive Committee. We have a vacancy at the Secretary. Angelo has moved up from Secretary to Vice Chair, so we do have a Secretary position open. Commissioner Castillo.
I'd like to make a nomination. I'd like to nominate Mayor Gomez to be Secretary of the Board.
We have a nomination. We also have a second. Is there further nominations? Nominations are closed. We do not need to take a vote on that. So all those in favor of Mayor Gomez filling the role of Secretary, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations. Another, something else to smile about today.
That's it.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. Ms. Blake Boy.
Good morning. Thank you. On the consent agenda today, there is only an excused absence request as noted by Mr. Blackwelder, and staff would recommend approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Excellent. Who made the motion? Madam Secretary? Outstanding. Motion made by Mayor Gomez, seconded by Commissioner Williams. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Ms. Blake Boy.
Item R1 is a presentation. Gretchen Cassini from the Broward County Mobility Advancement Placement Program is here this morning, and she's going to give you a brief overview and update of the MAP program and the progress that they've been making the past couple of years. Ms. Cassini, thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Cassini.
Good morning, Honorable Planning Council members. Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to give you a little bit of an update about where we are with the program. So as many of you know, we built the 30-year mobility advancement program around land use. We looked at where density would be happening, where we expected it to occur, because of course we are built out. And the original 2018 plan also understood, is it not working?
I'm not sure if your mic is on, actually.
It is.
It's on.
It's on. It's just probably very low.
Okay.
I'll get closer.
Thank you.
No problem. So we also knew when we were building the plan that we couldn't possibly know what the future was going to look like. So this is a constantly iterative program. There were certain projects that we absolutely went to the voters and said, this is what we're going to deliver to you. But we also had areas of the program, like high capacity premium transit, that we knew we were going to have to build over time. We have five main goals and then three foundational elements to the program. And transparency, accountability, and of course, in this highly vulnerable community, resiliency are kind of the foundational core of the program, while creating connectivity, improving transit, managing traffic systems, enhancing multimodal options, and ensuring economic development and benefits are five main goals. We also have a 30% CBE, that's a county business enterprise small business goal on the program for all eligible projects. So we're about 3.5 years into the program, and we wanted to give you a little bit of a highlight on some of our accomplishments thus far. We have completed 45 Certex-funded roadway projects, and four of those were municipal projects, so we're very pleased about that. We've completed 267 transit infrastructure improvements all across the county. We also have about 700 roadway transit, multimodal bridge, and congestion management projects underway or planned. Many of those have roadway drainage elements and resiliency elements in them. We are currently exceeding that 30% county business enterprise goal on all of our eligible projects, both for the county and the municipalities. We've completed our Segway branding, and I hope that you're seeing some of the signs, construction signage, and memorialized signage across the county in your various communities. We've had some major regional transportation projects, including the Broward Commuter Rail Study. It's project development and environmental efforts, as well as the Pat Salerno interchange out in Sunrise, that have been funded, portions of which have been funded with the Certex. And we do have a $2.5 billion leverage goal over the 30 years of the program. This is a very ambitious goal, but we think that we are not only going to make it, but exceed it. At this point, all of our transit, public works, and municipal projects are tracked. If they're bringing any local money, state money, federal money, to it, and we report on it quarterly to our Transportation Certex Oversight Board. If you're interested in learning about some projects near you, or you have constituents, friends, family that are interested in the program and want to know more about it, we do have a public-facing dashboard. It's focused on projects that obviously have geographic boundaries, so it does have some limitations for countywide projects or projects that cross multiple municipal boundaries. We just updated our commission district boundaries, and if you would like a tutorial, there's also a really nice kind of little aid. There's a actually video that teaches you how to utilize it and navigate through it. But I'm also happy to come out and or provide you with one-on-one technical assistance on that. And of course, there's a major nexus between robust, reliable public transportation and a community's quality of life and affordability. Clearly, one of the issues that we have here, and I know that you all tackle all the time, is the affordability of housing, dealing with low-wage service sector employees trying to be able to live near where they work. And one of the best ways that we can combat that is obviously building more affordable housing and making it more accessible, but also allowing people to have options around public transportation. Low-cost mobility options are an incredibly vital part of quality of life in a community. And we believe that if we can make public transportation safe, reliable, accessible, and actually get people where they want to go in a reasonable period of time, that they will use it. Most of the people that I talk to do utilize public transportation when they travel other places because it's easy. They don't have to look up they don't even have to worry about what the routes are or the schedule. Every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a bus comes, and it's very simple. So that's one of the things that I know that our Broward County Transit Department is working towards. They're just completing their PRIMO study. That's high capacity premium transit. And then after that, they will be working on an operational assessment of their fixed route. So with that, I'm trying to be very respectful of your time. I know you're trying to get out of here. So if you're interested, you can subscribe to our newsletter. I'm happy to come out and do presentations to your city commissions or any other community groups that might be interested in the program. And I'm very pleased that I had the opportunity to present to you all today.
Thank you, Ms. Cassini.
I have a question.
Yes. Commissioner Castillo.
Thank you very much for your presentation. What percentage of your projects are being funded with bond financing?
None.
See, I think that has to be revisited, because if you're gonna only pay for it on a cash basis, the projects are going to be tremendously delayed, and the longer we wait to do the projects, the more they will cost. Now, I don't know what the mechanism for that is, but we had to talk people into voting for this tax, the penny. And we talked them into it on the basis of, you're going to get traffic relief. And there's a lot of frustration now that people are paying the tax and they're not seeing the relief. And I'm not aiming this at you. I'm just aiming it generally at where this has to go. This is a recurring source of revenue. You can't design a better system for leveraging projects over time and moving them forward. So I don't know what the process for that has to be, but I think it's wasteful not to use all of the tools in the toolbox in order to advance the traffic relief that people voted for in the quickest and most, in my mind, intelligent way. The second question I had to do with getting people to use mass transit. I see a great number of bus stops in the community that don't have any bus shelters. Now, if we want to get more people to use mass transit, we have to look at it from the perspective of, what would it take you to use a bus? And if the thing is, you're going to have a bench, if that at all, and it's not going to be covered, you're going to get either sunstroke, rained on, mosquito bitten. Who would want to ride a bus under those circumstances? You go to Caribbean islands, and every single bus stop you see has a shelter on it. There shouldn't be any such thing as a bus stop in Broward County without a shelter over it, so that people can ride the bus with relative comfort, which is the only way you could get in a place with our climate, you can get folks to do that. Is there a plan under the surtax to provide every bus stop with a shelter?
So every single year, the Broward County Transit Department invests heavily in both stops and shelters, as well as the connectivity to those shelters. It's not just the comfort of the individual when they're waiting for the bus, but also getting to the bus stop safely. So yes, there is every single year a significant investment, as I showed you in one of the first slides on the accomplishment. Almost 300 bus stops and shelters have been upgraded just in the last 3 years, and every single year they do 75 to 100 more in each category, because that absolutely is something that we all recognize needs to be dealt with. Yes. To your first point, the plan itself was built as a pay-as-you-go plan. It was audited by the state as required as a pay-as-you-go plan. It does not mean that the Broward County Board of County Commissioners, who set the policy on this program, can't go back and revisit that if there was a compelling need to do so. If there was a need to bond, certainly the county commission has the ability to change that policy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure. Senator Rich.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that, because I will tell you that the philosophy right now on the county commission is pay as you go, and not doing bonding, and not spending and not having to pay back interest, because I've been interested in doing a bond for affordable housing.
Yeah.
And the issue is the direction is pay as you go. So if we can't find a way to pay as you go, it might be another issue, and I'm certainly going to be looking at that for affordable housing. But I can tell you that the commission at this point would not be amenable to taking a pay-as-you-go and converting it to a bond.
Thank you. Further questions for Ms. Cassini? Commissioner Williams?
Yes, thank you. In the city of Lauderdale Lakes, we have, all of our bus shelters are done, all of them. The only issue that I would have, if I wanted to catch the bus, I'm going to have to walk a mile, a half a mile or more. We do have community buses, but it's not enough. You know, so that's one of our issues we need to look at. You got to walk so far to get to the bus. But we have beautiful shelters. I can't complain about that. They're all complete. Thank you.
Excellent.
And if I could, Commissioner Williams, I just wanted to mention to you that you do have several really high quality SRTAX projects that were awarded, and we're looking forward to being able to get those funding agreements executed and get those projects underway in Lauderdale Lakes.
Thank you, Ms. Cassini. Any further questions or comments? Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. We will be calling you from our Economic Development Council to get you to come speak with us up in Pompano.
Love for sure.
To. Thank you for your presentation.
Love to, yeah.
And I'll share Ms. Cassini's presentation with all the planning council members probably early next week, but I'll get that out to you in an email so that you have the information.
Excellent. We're going to take some things out of order real quick. We're going to actually do our oath of office. School board member Ryder, please come down stairs. Okay. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
That I am duly qualified to hold the office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Picture time, everybody. Come on down. Come on up here.
Now, someone's got to step up and have the selfie stick when we're ready.
Well, you said it's Ryan's job.
Ryan's job. It's a great morning show.
Last in, first. I'm out of county.
Congratulations. You can be a front. You make it look better when you're a front. If you want me a better one.
Come on in.
It's not right. You don't have a deficit.
I know. It's just not right. All right.
All right. All right.
That's it. You don't even get it.
Oh my. It's like on
Good morning, brother.
You good? Okay. Welcome aboard, school member Raider. R2.
No council vote, Mr. Chair.
No council vote. Ms. Blakeboy, R3.
Thank you. As noted on your agenda, we had done a doodle poll for the combined November-December meeting date, and I'm going to recommend that December 1st be decided on as the meeting date based on the polling results.
Wonderful. That's the date.
Okay, without objection. Thank you. Other than that, I'd like to give an overview of items PH 1 through 6. Not an overview, but let you know that PH 1 through 6 are recommended for approval by Planning Council staff. There are no one signed in to speak except for applicants or agents on items 1 through 6. As well, the combined committee, the executive and land use traffic ways committees, recommended approval of items PH 1, PH 2, and PH 6. PH 1 is the proposed waiver in Coral Springs, and the applicant and city have waived the quasi-judicial proceeding on that item. So that could be combined if you wanted to include that. PH 2 is the traffic ways amendment in the city in the town of Davie. And then items PH 6 was the update to the administrative rules document to address the very narrow issue of environmentally sensitive land amendment applications. So those were all recommended by approval for approval. And with that, I would turn it back to you.
Excellent.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Castillo.
I'd like to move PH 1 through 6.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Castillo and a second from Mayor Hardin to move PH 1 through PH 6. I did see Commissioner Rich with her hand raised. Commissioner
Rich. Yeah, pull.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions on PH 3. I'd like to pull.
I'd like to exclude PH 3.
So the motion has been amended. Do you accept the amendment?
Yeah.
Mayor? So the motion has been amended to exclude PH 3. So PH 1, PH 2, PH 4, PH 5, and PH 6 have been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. PH 3. Ms. Blake Boyd.
PH 3 is the recertification of the City of Lauderdale Lakes Future Land Use Element Tax. As you're aware, the Planning Council reviews the updates to municipal plans, whether that's the text or map, if it's part of the future land use element. In this case, the City of Lauderdale Lakes has submitted a holistic review of their own plan, and Planning Council staff identified deficiencies. The city has agreed to address those deficiencies within 1 year, consistent with your rules and our process, and Planning Council staff recommends the provisional recertification of these of the city's plan.
Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Rich.
Yeah, thank you. Could you just go over, the things that need to be updated on the comprehensive plan?
Sure.
And also, I have another question that relates to the whole discussion about whether something is contiguous or not, which we have had a discussion because of the board meeting. So and I know that this is not 50 units, it's 25 to 30, so I'm not even sure if it's applicable. But, and I also just wanted to see, is this something, there's a promenade that helps promote connectivity. Now, is that, you know, I'm just trying to figure out if this has anything to do with, you know, what the issue was before this, before the commission on this issue of contiguous.
So I'm not sure. PH 3 is a recertification. So that's the text of the City of Lauderdale Lakes plan. It's just what you're asking about. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, well, it was in there. It was under the
policy. Oh, under the marketplace. Oh, within yes. The, I'm sorry, I apologize. Within the details of the city's plan. Well, I actually would, I think City of Lauderdale Lake staff is here if you have specific questions about the update of their plan. One thing that I do know, I'm sorry?
They're not here.
Oh, they're not here. So what I do know about the city's plan is they've identified many of these places when they were updating their, when they were updating their local plan. They identified areas that they were considering applying for county land use plan amendments. That's part of what we've identified in the deficiencies of the plan. We can't recertify things in your plan that haven't come before the county plan. So many of these plans are their local actions. Andy just suggested that if you want specific information, that we should defer the item to probably the December Planning Council meeting for.
Apparently an applicant, they're not here, so there's no one to answer.
Would you prefer that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. We have motion to defer PH 3 to the December meeting. Do we have a second?
Right.
We have a second from Mayor Hardin. All those in favor of deferring PH 3 to December, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item PH7. Ms. Blakeford.
Yes, thank you, sorry.
You're okay.
Item PH7 is a proposed map amendment in the city of Sunrise. It is the former Sunrise Golf Course, and the proposed change is from generally commercial recreation and some residential uses to an irregular nine designation, and then maintaining a commercial recreation buffer between the proposed new residential and the existing multifamily residential that surrounds kind of the ring of the property. There's sufficient public facilities and services except for transportation identified to serve this proposed land use. And what this recommendation of denial really came down to is that there are two adversely impacted links to the regional transportation network, and the applicant, who is present and available to answer any questions, has been working with Baird County Traffic Engineering staff to identify mitigation measures to ensure that there will be not an acceptable level of service, but to mitigate the potential impacts of the proposed land use plan amendment. So that was really what the denial is based on. All other features of this are agreeable and are consistent with the plan. So while we recommend a denial, as often happens with land use plan amendments that are a regular scale and not a small scale, we set this up if there is any idea that someone wants to make a recommendation of approval, because this would be required to be transmitted to the State of Florida review agencies by the Broward County Commission and then returned to you for a second Planning Council public hearing. So we would just point out as staff that if that were to happen, that there would be a resolution of policy 2.14.9 regarding transportation and impacts to the regional transportation network prior to a second Planning Council public hearing, noting that they are proposing to restrict 18.6% of the additional Broward County land use plan units to moderate affordable housing. And I think these are identified as single family and townhouse units. So that's a great restriction that should carry forward with it. Also, the applicant has agreed to construct a 7-acre park with many facilities for the city of Sunrise and available to its residents. And as I previously mentioned, maintain the commercial recreation ring around to buffer from the new residential to the existing residential. So that is Planning Council's recommendation of denial, but anything to consider if you'd like to make an alternative recommendation. And Dennis Mealy is here on behalf of his client.
Mr. Mealy, I'd like to hear from you, please.
Thank you. Is that our presentation? While Deanne's getting the presentation, my name is Dennis Mealy, 200 East Broward Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, on behalf of the applicant. I have a very brief presentation to make, and then I'll have a very brief question for you at the end. So this is the former Sunrise Country Club. It's been closed for about 4 years or so. You see on the map, there's what we call the island parcel with the tail in the middle. Previously approved as 25 units per acre, and then you see on the upper left that kind of tan color, that's 10 units per acre. So that's where the existing allocation of units comes from. Now the weird thing about that little island parcel with the tail is, in order to get to that property, we have to drive through an existing neighborhood that's gated, but of course they have to leave the gate open for us. So what we've done, that's a picture of the plan that was approved for the island parcel. It was 4 9-story buildings. So what we've done is we've proposed to change the land use to the 9 unit per acre irregular. We're actually moving the access to the property to a totally different location, so it doesn't have to go through a gated neighborhood anymore. Mm. And I'm happy to say that we've been able to gather the support of all of our neighbors. So here's our plan. We have a new access point that comes in off of Oakland Park Boulevard, down what's called Aragon Boulevard. On the other side of Oakland Park Boulevard is called Inverary Boulevard West. That's probably a name you would know better from that area. But we have a combination of single family, multifamily, with recreational amenities, and we're actually building and paying for the maintenance of the 7-acre park for the city. As was pointed out, we have 18.6% affordable housing. I thought I might get a smile from someone on that one. Thank you. So there's one location where we have a traffic issue. It's on Oakland Park Boulevard and on Inverary Boulevard West. So that's what you see in that little T at the top. And so if you zero in on it, this is what it looks like today. And then this is what's happening in the future. So you know that if your traffic on a road is more than 3%, then you have to address that. That's where we're at. We have 3.9% on Inverary Boulevard West, and we have 3.1% on Oakland Park Boulevard. We have proposed an improvement to this intersection that will make it operate much more efficiently with a better traffic signal setup where both left turns can go at the same time. We're also adding lengthening the left turn lane on Oakland Park Boulevard, adding a right turn lane for eastbound traffic, and we're widening the road and the bridge from a two-lane road to a four. So, and then let me just show you. These are all the developments around us, and you'll see one by, I know you can't read these, but I have a copy of dropped off with the staff. It's in the record. These are letters of support from the various associations around us. So my question at the end is the following. I know that next month you have a very busy item. I'm asking the following. We've submitted our traffic improvements to traffic engineering. MPO had to run the model twice. That's why it took longer. I would ask you to defer this to next month. If I've solved the traffic problem, I would think this would be a very quick item. If I haven't solved the traffic problem, then you can put me over to December. But I believe we'll have an answer from traffic engineering shortly.
Excellent. I before we entertain that motion, I want to make sure we have all your questions, if you have any questions answered, so we don't have, if it goes to the next meeting, we don't take a lot of time up during the meeting. So, Commissioner Rich.
You got a smile for me, and
thank
you for always coming here and bringing us some percentage of affordable housing. I wish everybody would do the same.
Thank you. Mayor Gomez?
Was the question sticking above my head so obvious?
Yes.
And I'm sure you're doing this, but I know that there's some improvements that are going to be done with the turnpike and in relation to this roadway as well for the expansion, hopefully coming soon.
For new interchange, right?
Yeah, the interchange. So I'm already made the presumption that you're working with the MPO, obviously, to make sure that everything is smooth.
That's correct. And, okay. We are.
So thank you very much.
Mayor Hardin.
Thank you, Chairman. Just out of curiosity, because I saw there was 15% voluntary, but then it's 18 point for the affordable. What triggers the 18 as opposed to 15?
So sometimes a city land use map will have less density on it than the county map. So it actually comes down to 15% of the increase between the city's current map and the proposed. But because the current county map allows more density, it happens to be 18.6%. of yours. We could have come here and said, let me do 15% of yours. We did not do that.
Very good. Thank you.
Excellent. And just for the record, if they do have everything resolved with transportation, we will get a recommendation of approval from Planning Council staff. Is that correct?
Correct. If that had been resolved prior to this meeting, we would have made a straight recommendation noting the restrictions about affordable housing and the open space. So if they resolve it by our ad is due to the paper October 12th, so I would need it resolved prior to that to be able to proceed.
And Mr. Miller said if it's not resolved, we'll put it on for December.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, I'll entertain that motion to defer the item. Mm-hmm. We have a motion by Senator Rich, a second by Mayor Gomez to defer this item to October or until this item is resolved with the traffic engineering. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Castillo.
I'd just like to note for the record that I once eagled the first hole at this golf course.
Do you actually have proof?
No.
I have. I'm afraid we can't put it on the record.
The person I played with is now deceased, but I remember it clearly. Thank you.
Excellent. The next regular Planning Council meeting will be October 27, 2022. That will be a bit of a long meeting. So let's make sure we all plan on attending on time and plan on staying a while.
Right. And I will be sending an email. I've been authorized by county administration to provide lunch as we have in the past when we've had a longer meeting. So I'll be asking you for your orders and you'll have box lunches available for that day.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to discuss any other item? Hearing none. That's a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Roger. We're adjourned.